Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. We're back. We're back in front of each other.
That's all right. It makes no difference for you, but it's a big difference.
This show is like much better.
Yeah.
But we wanted to kick it off the right way because we've got a huge guest coming on. You might remember over the weekend, even if you don't play sport or like sport, in the AFL, Lance Buddy Franklin kicked 1,000 goals. He plays for the Sydney Swans. We have on the show from the Sydney Swans, Chad Warner.
Chad.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he kicked the ball to Buddy Franklin, and in the absolute like hysteria of 30,000 people being on the field, ended up outside the stadium. It was kind of funny because he couldn't get back in.
So stick around. But first up, I have now like hard evidence to prove that I'm the best driver. Because my wife, she's recently got like her P plates and stuff. She's the most recent like learned, taught driver.
So she'd be the best, yeah?
She'd be the best, you'd think.
The sharpest.
No. Experience always wins. Friday, Mitch, I get home after the show, open the old letterbox, have a little look. What have I got in here? Is it just a bit of junk mail? Oh. Is it a bill for the house? Is it the rates? Oh, no. It's like a very nondescript, like a very blank envelope.
Okay.
And they're always one of two things. They're either just like a local, like real estate agent has put something in your letterbox.
Yeah.
Or they're the government.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's important, and they don't want people to know that it's coming from the government.
Yeah.
And I open the letter, and inside, a driving infringement.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I have never got a fine. I've never lost demerit.
Yeah, you like
never.
You are without a doubt the boringest driver in the world. Mr. 10 and 2, Mr. 5 below the speed limit. Like you are just perfection when it comes to driving.
So I was like, how?
Yeah.
How could I possibly have?
You were probably already writing your appeal.
Well, I was fired up. I was looking at these pictures and I couldn't understand what the infringement was for because the description was did not follow traffic arrow directions.
Okay. Your car? 100% your car? Picture?
My car? Yep. My license plate.
Okay.
But
were you drunk again?
No. Not that day. But I noticed, first of all, the time.
Okay.
I was like, ooh, that's the time I'm normally at work.
Oh, okay.
And then the day, I was like, I'm not sure I even had the car that day. And then in the very corner of the window, the P plate.
Oh, no.
My wife has copped a $200 fine.
Really?
And wiped half her demerit points.
For doing what?
Well, she's in the right lane, as in like a right turning lane.
Yeah.
At the lights.
Yep.
Realizes she doesn't want to turn right.
Oh.
And changes lanes.
Like, did she do like the half thing? Or was it when the light went green, she then went to go change lanes?
Well, the light is green.
Yep.
But not for her lane.
Okay.
So we reckon what has happened is that as she's moved forward and off into the middle lane, she's technically crossed the front line.
Ah.
That's made the fixed camera go off because they think you're running a red.
Oh, rookie.
And then when they check it, didn't run the red, didn't complete the turn. So they got her for this other thing I've never heard of. It says that you have to follow like the arrows, like exactly.
That is wild. Are you going to take the fine out of her pocket money or how does that work?
She has a job now. That's why she had the car. It just happens to be all her money. Kalgoorlie, part of the Mitchell and Michael family as well this week. Welcome to the show. If you want to give us a call, 1-800-011-666. Anytime before 9, it's a slightly different number.
One of my friends is starting a job at Roy Hill today. Everyone be nice to Hannah.
Roy Hill near Kalgoorlie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're there and there's a Hannah, just be nice. It's her first day.
What job has she got?
I don't know, mate.
A Peggy?
You know, there's what? How bloody dare you?
A
you chauvinistic, misogynistic
no, how dare
pig.
You? How dare you?
You pig!
How dare you? We know. What do we know about the Peggy's? That they are the most valuable job in the mind side. So how dare you think?
And only
how
a
dare you
woman
think
can do
that
it.
She can't do the best damn job on the mind side. Well, is she bloody driving one of the trucks? Is she?
Oh, if she wanted to, she bloody could, mate.
They voted and they said that was the hardest and best job.
Yeah, it doesn't mean a bloody woman has to do it because it's got cleaning. Just because that's how your household run.
I went with the best job. It was it's Peggy, then Gina Reinhart.
Anyway, just be nice to Hannah on her first day. She'll obviously probably be in the kitchen or doing the dishes if it's up to Michael.
No, mate. Admin. My aunt and cousins all work in admin on FIFO.
No, mate. She's on the bloody shovels, okay?
She's on the shovels?
Yeah.
Like my granddad.
Yes.
He was on the shovel.
Yes, I know. Shock, horror. But yes, a woman is allowed to use the shovels in 2022.
She couldn't. I just gave her the best job as voted by the people.
I'm just saying you're alluding to it, mate. And look, because men are, in your world, men are the tough ones, right? Yeah?
Not in here. Very soft.
Yeah, correct indeed. Over the weekend, we saw something super tough though, didn't we?
Oh, like
when there was a small riot on the football field.
There was a man mountain.
One man stood taller and stronger than I think any of us would ever act. Have you ever seen a man act this strong, this powerful?
Have you ever seen a man act as a brick wall?
Yeah. But with the kindness and the sweetness
of a Peggy.
That's next. We'll explain it all.
Friday night at the SCG. We witnessed the sixth man in history to kick 1,000 goals in the AFL. Buddy Franklin. Lance Franklin kicking 1,000 goals.
Not, like, never have I been as impressed with Buddy Franklin as I was back in 2008 when Cyril Rioli Jr. filled me in that he had coitus with 138 women in 1 year.
I think, was that also his 100 goal year?
Yeah, it was. Peak of Buddy.
It was hundreds everywhere. This year, 1,000.
Yes, and this, and at the SCG there was a small riot. Was there a football game on as well?
Oh, not for an hour.
Oh, wild. Kicked his 1,000th goal. People left from the stands to rush the field, which was weirdly, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, endorsed by the AFL to kind of get around him, as they say.
And there was of nudge, nudge.
Yeah, get around the boys. And they did. But trying to get that many people onto the field at once, very difficult.
Yes. And so all the players, they're actually told before the match, they're like, when it happens, if it happens, you've got to make your way to like the change rooms.
Yep.
So the Geelong players were heading off and one spectator runs at full speed into Geelong defender Zach Tui. And then Tui went into action.
In the midst of all that mayhem, there was a bit of a story with a man who lost his keys and phone. Can you tell us the story?
Yeah, well, I was trudging off and some bloke ran straight into me. And he apologised straight away. I don't think he meant it or anything. But he bloody cleaned each other up and there was a bit of a head clash as well. But he apologised and as he stood up and ran off, I could see his keys and phone on the ground. And I thought, well, it's just about as bad as it gets losing your phone and keys. So I picked it up and chased after him and kind of grabbed him by the collar to give him back his keys. And I think he thought I was there to, he kind of looked at me like I was going after him. But yeah, he like I said, he apologised and didn't mean it. And I figured you'd hate to lose your keys and phone, so gave him back to him.
But only because he apologised.
Yeah. It's the equivalent of if I ran into a brick wall and I was like, yeah, we both came off second best. Like, if you see the video, the man runs into Tui. Tui does not move. Like, the man was hit so hard, things came out of his pocket.
Nearly blew his shoes off.
Mitchell and Michael, like a fine wine.
No, as in, it's fine. Not fancy.
Today is Motivational Monday. I want to prepare you for the week ahead by getting you revved up, fired up, because you can find motivation within. And I'm convinced you don't need Tony Robbins.
No.
I literally saw one of our friends go to a Tony Robbins.
No, yes. Really?
Yeah. Donna from Mount Gambier.
Oh,
she went to a...
she would have.
She went to a Tony Robbins online seminar.
Oh, Tony Robbins, if you go, it's a Robin. Because it costs a lot of money.
I'm going to show you that you can motivate yourself and anyone can come up with motivational quotes. You let me know, Mitch, if these would make those iconic posters. Today's theme is all about like water, the ocean.
Okay.
So tranquil, so beautiful, so powerful. Life is like the ocean. Sometimes it's rough and scary, but surfers can't do anything if it's calm.
Oh, I can feel it in my bones.
That's a yes.
That's great. That was amazing.
If Bruce Lee taught us to be like water, remember that water still needs to be held.
It's true, though. Yeah. True, yeah. Hang on.
Finally, this morning, to motivate you on this Monday, printer ink is possibly the most valuable liquid in the world. But the most valuable liquid is your tears. Don't waste them. Don't waste your tears. They're too valuable.
I like the last bit. Yeah.
It's so easy. Oh. It's so easy to motivate people with the quotes. See you again next week, guys. Blam, Mitchell and Michael, and Mitch joining us on the line now from the Sydney Swans, the one and only Chad Warner. Morning, Chad.
Boys, how you going?
Yeah, really good. Firstly, thank you for taking the call. There is of no benefit to you whatsoever, but we saw a hilarious photo after the hysteria of Buddy kicking his thousands. You ended up outside the stadium. Can you give us a quick rundown of how that even happened?
Me and Ollie Florent, yeah, as probably most people know, ended up out there. We were in the mosh pit for a good 20 to half an hour, probably fighting for our life in there. And then next thing, I've managed to get out. He managed to get out. And we both ended up in this race that exits out the north end of the SCG. And then we went through this tunnel and found one of the blokes that works upstairs. His name's Robbie. He was doing a bit of security. And he found us and then took us through and, took us out to the road for some reason. Because we weren't allowed back on the oval. And so we were going through all the fans that they were all walking out. We bloody felt like we were fans at one point. We were just like in between them just walking out.
Now,
like
Chad,
at the end of the game. So
now, some people might not remember, but you were actually the one who passed the ball to Buddy for his mark to kick the thousand. So are you going to keep reminding people that for the rest of time now?
No, I have been over the whole weekend.
Now, was it scary in the huddle?
It was. It was, at one point I kind of just thought, it was pretty cool. But then I was just like, geez, you got to use a lot of strength here to keep yourself up. I think Ollie actually went down at one point. I had to rip him up so he didn't get trampled on.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was pretty nervous. I was going to get it down too, but been doing my happy shake, so it was all good.
Were they still like, it's Chad Warner. Well, how are you, mate? Or were they just like, get out of the way. We're trying to get to Buddy.
They were like, it was pretty good. They were like that with all the players, really. They just wanted to see any player, to be honest.
Get someone's autograph. Get anyone's.
Did anyone recognise you outside, or did they just think you were weird fans that went full kit?
Everyone was just asking, like, why are you guys out here? Like, how you meant to be playing and stuff. All of them knew, which was pretty funny, because they had to stop about 10 times for photos before we went back in. But, they were just, like, I'd like turned their head just like real confused, like what the hell was going on.
And Chad, were you glad that you were up at that point, that you were already leading? Because the game got stopped for like nearly an hour. And was that last 5 minutes, was that hard to run around for?
Oh, definitely. Like I remember like me and Ollie were saying, when we were walking out there, like, thank God we're up by about 40. Like if that had have just put us in the lead, like it would have been pretty hard to hold on to that lead, I reckon. Like we had about half an hour to 40 minutes off before we went back on. And I came out and my hammies were absolutely shot.
You'd done all the work. You kicked it to Buddy. You could have retired for the rest of the game. It's good to have a chat to you. It's good to see a WA boy playing well. And obviously being the main reason Buddy got 1,000 goals. So that's what we're going to keep it as.
Yeah, buddy, I choose that.
Thanks, Chad.
See you later.
Now, Michael Ross, I heard someone bring up a point on the weekend, and it's made me think about this song differently, and I want to see if it's doing the same thing to you. Can you please play Mr. Brightside? Amazing, right?
Yes, Mr. Brightside.
Beautiful.
Killer's biggest song. It always makes its way back into the top 100 every year.
Yes. Now, Jerry Seinfeld. Okay? Now, just when you think of that name, think of Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
I probably should have had a clip of Jerry Seinfeld, but I'm not the best radio broadcaster. Okay? You can do Jerry. There we go. I've got one.
Well, so he's like... Tell me, what would he say?
Just say anything Jerry Seinfeld would say. Anything.
What's the deal with the Killers?
Yeah.
Mr. Brightside?
That's better than...
Where's the Brightside?
That's anything. That's better than...
Your girlfriend's cheating on you. Where's the Brightside?
That's better than anything I could have found anyway. See, sometimes you can be bad at your job and ultimately better.
Good.
Someone said to me...
Yes.
On the weekend, there's a trend going around. There's some video going around. Where if you listen to Mr. Brightside thinking of Jerry Seinfeld, it sounds like Jerry Seinfeld is singing Mr. Brightside. Do this again.
I don't think it does. Just now, he takes off her dress now.
Like,
let me go.
Bring it up again.
What do you mean it's killing me?
I just wanted to bring it to you, because...
I don't hear it.
You don't hear it?
I don't... That's not Jerry Seinfeld's voice at all.
Okay.
Or even, like, the delivery. Like, it's not enough. Maybe on the price?
Yeah.
It's just the price I
pay! I actually might just listen to you doing that.
I don't reckon that checks out. I reckon you've been had there.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon someone probably impersonated it and remixed it. We're like, doesn't this sound like Jerry Seinfeld?
It was you.
Did he do it live at the grand final, like Jack Rewald?
Michael Ross, we have found out recently, very sad, sad news, that Julia Gillard and Tim Matheson yeah. have broken up.
Wow. They were together when she was the Prime Minister. He was like the first sir, first lord.
First bloke.
First
bloke.
I think
that's actually what they called him, the first bloke. One cut hair, the other ran the country. In Michael Ross's head, he'd think it was the man and the woman.
You.
But no, it wasn't. The woman ran the country and the man cut
How
the hair.
How dare you? I only go to male barbers.
But I want to continue playing an amazing game, Michael Ross, where you have to guess... the partner's name. Now,
oh, it's this one. Yay.
Political partners. Now, do you remember the great Joe Hockey?
Yes. Do I remember his partner, though?
What was his partner's
Josephine.
Name?
Josephine.
You reckon it's a Joe and Joe Josephine? Hockey.
I know a couple who are a Joe and Joe.
I know a Chris and a Chris.
A Chris and a Chris. There. So, no, let's go serious here.
Yes, for this game.
Yeah. Joe Hockey's... Yeah, I've got to forget in his mindset. Oh, get a better job. Stop having avo on toast. My wife's name is Cassandra.
Oh, that's not bad. Incorrect, though.
Oh, what is it?
Melissa.
It's okay.
They're not married, though.
Yeah, it has that sound. Not married.
Melissa Babbage. Babbage?
Babbage.
Babbage. Babbage. Now, we have the state daddy, okay?
Yes.
The king, right? What's his wife's name? Sarah?
Sarah. We remember Sarah,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember his predecessor? Post-assessor.
Colin Barnett.
Yeah, Colin Barnett. Mr. We're in a boom. No, we're not. We're in a doom. What's a mining doom?
His name is Colin, so his wife's name is probably Margaret.
That's not bad, too.
Incorrect.
Lynn.
Colin and Lynn.
That's Colin.
I wish I stuck with that methodology.
Finally, who is the political partner for the Honourable Josh Frydenberg? Because doesn't he? He's the budget guy.
Oh, so the budget's coming out tomorrow. Frydenberg, Josh, and I think that's kind of a cool kid name. He thinks he's a cool kid. Yeah. Josh and I want to say Gabriella.
Oh, once
Frydenberg.
Again,
am I close again?
Yeah, incorrect. It's Amy. Oh, Amy.
Amy. Amy Frydenberg.
No, if you spell your name A-M-I-E, you're Amy.
Amy.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.